Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Goth Girl Horror, returning at long last. We had a bit of a break. We're going to be covering hack slash. We're going to be covering a couple of hack slash mini stories, as well as a few really great hack slash stories in hack slash body bags, and then a couple short stories that appeared in the trade paperback Omnibus Deluxe editions that you have seen that we haven't had a chance to cover yet. One of the first ones I thought I'd cover is just also contains a ton of great artwork in the back of this trade, which I think is fantastic. And some of the artwork you see in the variant covers and stuff really get a heavy collection in the hack slash omnibuses, and I thought I'd go through of it because it's one of the things that I definitely miss about getting these, because I have all the individual floppies. I thought it'd be great to just go through some of the omnibuses with the material that you get in there. In the very back in the cover and pinup gallery of volume 4, you get a image by Eric Larson and Mike Englert with Cassie sitting on top of Vlad. You get one of Chrissy Zulo for the 2010 annual cover of Cassie. You get one by Tim Seeley of Cassie with her back to you. It says Detroit Fanfare. So this might have been before Detroit Comic Con. You have one of by Tim Seeley and Dee Ruffino of Cat and Cassie in the bathtub together. One by Tim Seeley with I think it's Vlad's dad riding a zombie lion about to attack Cassie. One by Imo Donahue with Cassie holding her bat. The regular variant cover, another variant cover by Vinny Tanamila with Cassie coming out of the basement. One by Tim Seeley, which I think is just the regular cover for this particular issue. I believe it's Hack Slash issue 4, number A. One by Eric Jones that has Cassie holding her bat saying fuck off, but it's in the asterisks, so you get the swear word done away. A sexy, beautiful, deadly American favorite killer. We got a variant from issue 5. I think this is cover 5B by Rodin Esculo, and it has Cassie and Fantoma and Cat. It's definitely Fantoma because she's got that skull face. We have Cassie bursting out of the head of a zombie, maybe, or a monster. So it's kind of like a girl bursting out of a birthday cake by Nate Bellegarde. We have a cover by Daniel Leister. We have a cover of 7B by Emily Stone in the veil of a ancient kind of Halloween horror cover. And it's written in a very slash away. It says Hack Slash, an eye-popping 2D starring Cassie Hack, the Meat Man Vlad, and the Monster. We have the regular cover for 5 with Daniel Leister on the cover. We have one by Eric Jones with Cassie with a bunch of tattoos. Cassie fighting in the Bomb Queen from the regular issue. 9A by Tim Seeley. Krista Allen with Cassie with a bunch of her villains behind bars. Another one by Tim Seeley. This is a regular cover for 10A. We have a Becky Cloonan cover as well. We have Emilio Lacio cover. We have a couple of great hack slash zombies versus cheerleaders covers, which I think we also went over a lot of in our Zombie versus Cheerleaders episode, which you can check out. We have a volume 4 omnibus cover by Joel Herrera. We have one of Cassie and Vlad for the omnibus exclusive cover by Tim and Paolo Seeley. Paola Seeley, which is Tim's wife. We have one by Mark Englert, a pinup of Cassie, which looks fantastic, by the way. One by Sylvia Luvio, a pinup by Cassie and Vlad. Cassie looks fantastic on it. And another one by Tim Seeley, just a regular pinup. A pinup by Isamara Medina, Cassie in like some kind of bondage gear. And a nude version of Cassie with her back to us. And then we have the short story, Fantoma, Down in Georgia. So this opens with Fantoma arriving in Florida, Tampa, Florida. And this is where she meets Georgia Peaches, who is Cassie's ex-girlfriend. And they feel a connection to each other. And that's when Fantoma reveals that it is, in fact, Cassie. And they go through a little bit of their backstory. And a bit of their connection between Cassie and how Georgia hasn't seen Cassie since she split. So this is definitely set in the current timeline, not a flashback. So this is happening after Vlad and Cassie were probably reunited. Phantoma saves Georgia from being killed by a guy who's just gunned a woman in a parking lot, and she comes out of nowhere and stabs him. She's full Phantoma out. This is after also explaining that she's a goddess and she's lost most of her powers. And Georgia realizes she'll never get used to that, and maybe she will take that drink. So maybe Phantoma and Georgia hook up, who knows? But Phantoma wants to deal with the body that's left over and the police that are coming. So we'll have to see what happens next. And that's it for this little mini episode of Goth Girl Haro, the Hack Slash podcast. Just again, thought I'd go over a really quick little story that was in the omnibus in the back. I thought it was really well done. Thank you, everyone, for checking out the podcast. And hopefully, you enjoyed the previous episodes. And hopefully, you enjoy our episodes coming up soon, which is going to have a lot of coverage for the two Hack Slash one shots in the mini series that just happened as well. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and leave us a post on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you happen to find the podcast. Please leave us a rating. You can also send us an email at thatradiohorror@gmail.com. I'm Chris, the podcast host, and thank you again for tuning into Goth Girl Horror, the Hack Slash podcast.